Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, let's go around the NFL, and part of it will soon, at least we're hoping to hear from the head coach of the Houston Texans, DeMeco Ryans, as it seems like they should be wrapping up their very first OTA practice here shortly. So we're looking to hear about that, but it seems like there's a few news items, at least with the Texans, particularly some of the things that we're seeing on the field at practice there. And I mean, obviously the place to watch, we're going to be watching all season long, I guess, as we gear up for the regular season, is the offensive line. And we've gotten a number of offensive line permutations to start with. So at the very first offensive line that seems like they threw out there is as follows: with Cam Robinson at left tackle, Lakin Tomlinson at left guard, Jake Andrews, the man who you brought in from New England, at center, Titus Howard at right guard, a position that he did not play last year. He played right tackle, and then when he needed him, he moved in and played left guard. And then Blake Fisher at right tackle, ostensibly a first team of that. According to DJ Bienemy of ESPN, Jarrett Patterson also rotated in with the ones at center. And then Ariante Urshery also rotated in at right tackle. Notably, we've talked about the fact that he played a majority of his snaps, 90%+ of his snaps at left tackle there in Minnesota when he did that. He got his first looks at right tackle. In addition to that, we've seen some other kind of permutations pop out here, including
Urshery at left tackle.
You saw Urshery at left tackle as well? Okay.
Left tackle as well.
So having Urshery at left tackle, having Ed Ingram at right guard, where you also have Juice Scruggs at left guard. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that I've seen him mentioned at center at this point. Are they viewing him as some level of guard now is a question that's worth asking, as well as Austin Deculus at right tackle. Hopefully we get some level of answers to that. We'll talk more about that, but we'll see what the head coach has to say about that, as right now DeMeco Ryans is talking in front of the assembled media.
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Your impressions just getting started. What did you think of the group yet out there?
First day of OTAs, we're very excited to get on the grass and actually be able to, go against each other, compete in a controlled environment. Thought I got guys did a really good job of handling the way we came out today. And so I told our guys, this is a great first day, great starting point. Now it's just about stacking days and getting better each day. I feel like we have the right guys with the right attitude who will do that.
How beneficial is it for you guys to have, most of, not all of your linemen can't play?
It's beneficial to always have, during this time, a voluntary time where guys don't have to be here. I think it's very beneficial if guys are here, because you can get a lot of good, productive work done. Understanding the scheme, understanding the terminology, things that we're using, actually performing the techniques and executing. Everything about our off-season program sets you up to compete come training camp. So the more time on task, the more you're able to be here, get coaching from our guys, it's only going to help us when it comes training camp. So every person who's here will benefit from being here. This is voluntary. It's not about managing guys who aren't here. They aren't here. It's voluntary.
CJ was serving as Davis was taking the snaps. Anything with him?
for all the guys you see here, guys, there'll be guys on different schedules, different routines. So you'll see some guys out, some guys won't be out there, some guys will be, some guys will be on different snap count, different pitch count. So there's nothing going on right now within our guys. Everybody's just on their own schedule.
When it came to banning the tush push and the pushing and the pulling of guys, what was your take on what should have, shouldn't have been done? I think at the combine, you didn't really take a stance on that.
Yeah, with the, I think the Eagles have done a really nice job with the play, right? They're using a play that benefits them, and they have the quarterback who does a really good job of making that play successful. I think other people have tried that play and it hasn't been so successful. So I think first off, the play, it goes to Jalen Hurts, and a credit to him and the strength that he has, the way the O-line are executing the play, is a credit to Philly for them putting their players in position to make plays. And that's what coaching is all about. So, I mean, they've done a really great job of doing that.
What did you see from Christian Kirk today, and how is he fitting in to what you're planning for the offense?
Yeah. Well, Christian's been everything we could ask for. Talk about a guy who's, man, he's dedicated to getting better. He's honed in on his craft. He's leading our young guys. He's a hard worker. He shows up every day with the right attitude, working hard, showing guys how it's done. And, you know, that's what I've seen from him his entire career. So just pleased to now have him on our side, being able to help us and help our younger guys.
Although it was voluntary, how much of that competitive nature did you see, a competitive spirit, did you see from those guys on the field?
Anytime you line up, it's time to compete, and that's what I felt from our guys. You felt that competitive energy. I think everybody who's here at practice today probably felt that energy, and that's what we're about. We're about competing. We're about challenging each other to make each other better. And that's what I love about the group of guys that we have. And to be able to do it in an environment where you can't go too far, but you got to toe that line just a little bit. Our guys done a great job of that, of just being safe, first and foremost, protecting each other, but also getting good quality work in.
But there's been a lot of issues that you guys have brought in to the offense. How have you kind of seen them?
And we're still in that process, that phase of getting guys to gel together and work through our system. This is our first time lining up against an actual defense, so it takes time. It takes a process to get there. We're not just going to line up and be where we want to be the first day. That's not how I want it. You want to see that continued growth. You want to see guys continue to push and get better each day, and that's where we are.
You had meetings and had conversations with Nick Haley, of course, you know, behind the scenes, but what was it like for you to see him interact with his guys in the office?
And Nick is the same. It doesn't change from the moment I interviewed him to his meetings with the players to him being out here on the field. Again, I spoke about it before. You see constant energy from the guy. He's constantly teaching the guys, trying to help the guys as best he can. So he's done a great job of leading the group, leading the coaching staff, leading the players, and I'm excited to see his growth throughout this process.
It seems like the NFL players might be allowed to compete in the Olympics in flag football competition. What would you think about Texans participating?
Whatever guys want to do, that's up to them. When it comes to, if they want to compete in the Olympics and they're allowed to, that's a personal choice. I really don't care. If it helps us, how I care about the Texans winning games. That's it. Say that again. I have no idea. Whoever you think, buddy.
So offensive linemen, these type of workouts, is there a specific focus that you give those guys to work on in a workout like this?
Yeah, it's great, man. Really, to have our OTA practices be successful, it takes a lot of give and take between the offensive and defensive line. So there is a fine line of, like, just working your technique, being in the right position, but not going too far where you're, you know, you get in a bad spot where you want to push a guy in the back or D-line, you want to finish a guy. So it's a lot of give and take there. And I commend, you know, Cole and Rod for doing a great job of leading their groups to allow us to have a safe, productive practice. But one thing where our O-line can benefit, and they've been working all phase two on just working really good low pads, like working great pad level, hand placement, footwork, those fundamental little small details that allow you to be great as an offensive line, that's what you can work here.
In the line, when it comes to finding the best five, what's the philosophy about how you determine a lot of months to play a real football game?
Yeah, this is our first day of OTA, so when it comes to finding our best group, it'll be a lot of mixing and matching guys, putting guys in different spots and seeing, you know, which five guys work well together. So One thing about the O-line is a lot of smart guys in that room, and they can move around, they can play multiple spots, and so that helps them. But it's just a matter of finding that five once we actually can get in training camp, put pads on. Nobody's making a team right now in shorts and helmets.
From where you were in the beginning to now, are there any players that stick out as kind of like a little bit more vocal, kind of leader, better communicators from when you first got here to now?
From my standpoint, I mean, it's guys have been the same. I mean, the guys when I first got in, I mean, Will, CJ, those guys have been the same. Nico has been the same. Jalen Petrie, that's the one thing I love about our guys. They're steady, right? Nobody has to rise up and do anything different. They're steady. Guys have done a good job of just gelling together as a group. We got a really good core of leaders who are leading our guys. They know how to practice. I don't have to spend a ton of time teaching guys how to practice anymore. Our leaders are showing these guys the way, so they make it easy on me. Yeah, Will, what Will has to do to continue to step his game up and take it to another level is just really, again, football is just about the fine, smaller details. So it's about, you know, the get off, the hand placement as a rusher, like being able to convert on his right. So many technical things that he can get better at as a rusher that would allow him to take his game to the next level. So we'll be doing joint practices with the Panthers and with the Lions this training camp. So we'll do one day with both teams. Excited to work against those teams. You get different defensive looks from both teams, different offensive looks. And you get to do it in a competitive environment where you're not live on the quarterback. So it's the safest way that I feel like we can get really good work for our starters for against other teams. And so I'm excited to go against the Panthers, excited to go against the Lions. Two head coaches who I respect a lot. Dave has done a great job there. And so I'm excited to see him. I think they're on the rise. They've done a really good job with what he's had so far. So I'm excited to see that team come in. And we know what the Lions are about. Coach Campbell and his energy, his spirit as a head coach is just second to none. So I'm excited to work with both guys. I think we can gain a lot out of both practices. All right, appreciate it.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites.
Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
There goes D'Amico Ryans, who is the head coach of this Texans team, addressing the media after day one of OTAs out there. A few interesting things that he mentioned in there. One of the things, obviously, is that CJ was there, but just observing. And he talked about how guys are just kind of on different schedules and routines. What would be that what in your mind? Because, I mean, Davis Mills threw, and he threw to all these guys, and I don't know, I can't imagine what would be like the harm in him kind of doing the same throwing that he, or do you think that maybe they'll rotate those guys where one guy will throw up one day and the guy other guy will not?
Yeah, they might do that, but I actually don't mind that. Obviously, you know, you're talking about, you know, when you talk about managing, you know, reps and throws, that's thousands of throws on each quarterback's arms. It starts now. It's not once you get tired.
Yeah.
You know, once you get tired in week eight or whatever, after the bye week, week six, you know, something like that. No, it starts now. So I really don't have a big problem with that. We'll probably see CJ Stroud, as you mentioned, you know, some sort of rotation to manage it for Davis Mills as well, for all their quarterbacks. The thing that stood out to me, I cannot tell you, I'm looking at my notes here. He mentioned technique and footwork and hand placement at least 9 or 10 times.
With the offensive line. Mm-hmm.
And that speaks to why they changed, you know, and what was maybe one of the big issues last year and what they're emphasizing. And the other thing that stood out, and I think I said this to you during the break, this isn't a bad thing either. But I kind of feel, and he referenced this when he said a lot of mixing and matching and seeing which five guys work, I referenced, like, right now they're kind of spitballing, and I don't mean that in a bad connotation. I think they truly are. We got to find five. You know, how many times have I mentioned, like, 17 guys that are on the offensive linemen that are on the roster? There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's what this is for. And so technique, footwork, hand placement, I think that's the point of emphasis, and then they're going to try to mix and match and find who can do it.
Yeah, but I think that within that, right, like I agree with the kind of ideas, especially if you have guys that feel relatively interchangeable, mm-hmm. just, you know, have these guys, throw them out there, at least give them a vision of these various different positions, yeah. whether, you know, and then once you give them an opportunity to, like, actually suit up in pads and try them, if they don't work, then you can ramp that back and then by process of elimination find your five. I think mm-hmm. that kind of makes sense in the place that they've put themselves in to this point. I think it is telling, though, with the, I guess, first kind of batch of, you know, shotguns that they've thrown out here yeah. on offensive linemen, where they're throwing folks and sure. who they're throwing in different places, where, like, Cam Robinson has not moved off of left tackle in these early goings. We'll see mm-hmm. if in the next few days of OTAs that does shift, right? Because tomorrow and the day after, we will still mm-hmm. have instances of them being out there. So we'll see if that shifts at all. But it feels very, very fair to say that's a place where they're going to be steady. In that same way, Titus Howard is pretty steady at right guard, it feels like. So yeah. it feels like that might be a home for him at right guard, unless I missed one of the other permutations where he was at left. Did you see something?
I did not. And a little bit of a surprise. I was expecting him to be at left guard, but I could see that, especially if you want him to get some reps at right guard, and there might be a rookie to his right in Ursary. Ursary got one, I guess, sequence of reps at left tackle, but the remainder of them were at right tackle. So maybe that's the theory. Let's see how those two guys can work together.
Yeah, and then in addition to that, as we mentioned, Leggett Thompson got some at left guard. Juice Scruggs, I don't think I saw him at all worked in with the centers. Of course, again,
yeah.
day one of a number of them that will come over the entirety of OTAs and then, you know, once you get to training camp and everything. But he was worked at left guard, however. Is it possible that they're viewing him more as a guard? Do you like the idea of Juice Scruggs being nominally a guard moving forward, if that's indeed the way that they go?
I not to be wishy-washy, I don't know. I keep going back to, I think, and they've said this, that his best position might be center, but they might be, you know, it might be a necessity thing, you know, with a guy like that, Maybe he's gotten bigger. We haven't seen reports of that, bigger and stronger with the marching orders of playing left guard. So that's something to monitor that we are going to monitor. But center was very interesting with Jake Andrews and Jarrett Patterson. That might be the early signs of what that competition is going to be.
And what the offense might be, because, again, that was the thing that we were talking about with the Jake Andrews coming from a Patriot system could that possibly be in part what he brings to the table here, which is an understanding of what's going on there, and I imagine how to make those calls. Yeah. A couple more things. D'Amico Ryans talked about the Panthers and the Lions being joint practices that they'll have for a single day. I think also specifically within the context of this offensive line, that'll be interesting because he mentioned they bring different things, and not to say that this would just be on the defense, but a 4-2 defense for the Lions, so a 4-4 down front versus a 5 down front for the Panthers in a 3-4 defense, like just opportunities to see these guys operate against the variety of, or I guess the two major different defensive fronts that they'll see over the season. That feels, I love that's going to happen, where you'll practice against your guys, but then also get an opportunity to see what I imagine will be where they're feeling for those two preseason games and those later points of training camp on how they feel about their offensive line, the better ideas of what they have, of what their five will be against these two different kinds of
sets. I love joint practices. You guys know that. I think it's better than preseason games, although maybe not as much fun for fans. And I also feel, let's put a pin in that Lions one, because keep in mind, a lot of times, I think the Panthers joint practice is going to be big time. It's the game that's going to be here, so it'll be here. But a lot of times, if you start getting beat up, you get somebody hurt, they just cancel that last joint practice and play the game.
Yeah, we'll see what that ultimately looks like. And players, just doing a little head count, players that were not at OTAs, mind you, voluntary OTAs again, and D'Amico did talk about how, it is voluntary. He's basically not doing a head count, working on who is there. Dalton Schultz and Henry Toto, Braxton Berrios, and Damian Pierce were in the training room rehabbing, so they were there. However, Sheldon Rankins, Brevin Jordan, Joe Mixon, Christian Harris, Justin Watson, Danielle Hunter, and CeeDee, who is CJ Gardner-Johnson, all not at OTAs today.
Don't call him eight. He's not eight anymore.
He isn't eight.
I thought you were saying CD. CD who?
Yeah.
CJ Gardner Johnson. That's what he wanted to be called that, right? Mm-hmm. So that is what I will attempt to do, although I feel like I'm going to default CJ GJ with all due respect to that man. All right. That's kind of the early portions of what we're hearing from OTAs and hearing from the head coach of the team, D'Amico Ryans, here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. We'll circle back around to more OTA, more Texas talk as we go. But coming up next, let's talk about the Astros, because we just got a little bit of news down after, what was a fantastic game for the Astros, 11-1 victory over the A's. Are the stars aligning for the Astros? Except when we talk about stars aligning, they might have a negative one on the other side with an injury. So we'll talk about that next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks.
and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Are the stars aligning for your Houston Astros? Let's talk about that in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, Figgy Fig, with you as, I mean, they had one of the better performances offensively that I've seen in a little while as they absolutely dogged the A's at Daikin Park yesterday, 11-1. Mm-hmm. Hunter Brown did what he does on a Hunter Brown day. Quality start, in fact, his ninth of the season. Nice 2-0 ERA as he continues. I think I was looking at Cy Young power rankings or what have you at this point. And they had him like sixth in the AL, which
good value right there.
But obviously if he continues to do this, which I have no doubt that he will, like I don't have any reason to think that he will stop on this trajectory that he's going. He will make it difficult for AL MVP voters, or rather Cy Young voters. But there's that. And then you have another Jose Altuve kind of day, right? Multi-home run day, I think the 13th. That he's had 11 of his last 20 in this stretch. And that's just a couple of the guys who were producing at a high level. It seemed like everybody had hits. They were doing the Oprah thing. You get a hit, you get a hit, you get a hit. Yeah. Are the stars aligning for this Astros team? Because there also are some, if you want to look at the negatives, exist there as well.
To be fair, we were talking about this question before the show. And since the show has begun, one of the, I guess, whatever stars, whatever you want to call them, has not aligned quite the way we thought it might. Well, no, we didn't think it would align well, but certainly got confirmation with Ronald Blanco.
Yeah, so he is going to have season-ending surgery on his elbow that will obviously mm-hmm. make it so that the expected return, which mm-hmm. you know, you could take that for whatever you believe it to be worth, would be in the middle of next season, the 26th season. It has been confirmed that that'll be Tommy John.
It'll
which
be Tommy John.
Makes it how many pitchers have you had that have had the kind of extensive arm injuries?
Eight since 2020. And I'll get the list for you because I had it a couple of weeks ago when it was six, and then it became seven with Wisniewski having elbow or arm surgery. And now Blanco. That is by far the most in Major League Baseball over that span. And let's get to the good stuff first. The good stuff is the stars have been aligning here. I was really impressed. We talked about it yesterday with the way they wrapped up that and clinched that 1-3 out of four of that Mariners series. I thought it would go a long way with this team. You know, they feed off of Altuve for years now and others, but Altuve's left. And I thought it was a good start. And then lo and behold, yesterday, against a team that they should have easily won, beaten, with Hunter Brown on the mound, but still, they put 11 up on them. They put 11 up on their ass, and not only that, I've got two home runs out of Altuve. So Altuve, there's a star that's aligning right now. Christian Walker got another one. I don't know if you want to call him a star, but he was one that you're counting on.
I mean, Christian Walker, that's huge, right? Like, I think that if you look at him, especially over his last seven games rather. You're seeing his offense come together. So whatever other goofy stuff that he wants to put out here, if he wants to wear his socks inside out or what have you, I encourage him doing that.
Yeah.
He's finding himself as he's trending upwards, a 320 batting average and an 868 OPS over his last 7 days. Like that is absolutely what you a lot more in line, even like well above what you were hoping mm-hmm. for Christian Walker, if you were to extrapolate that through the entirety of the season. And so if he's a lot closer to this rather than where he had been prior, I'd be very happy about it. And
Jeremy Pena's still doing his thing.
In fact, this is Jose Altuve talking after the game yesterday about just all the bats, obviously the bats that allowed you to get 11 runs yesterday, how they're going.
You know, I think everybody looked good today. Everybody's been working really hard on the approach and the pitch selection and, you know, just trying to get better every day.
Yeah, and then he went further in talking about the thing that he's unlocked with his swing to help him find success.
Yeah, I've been, you know, last 2 weeks coming early and hit early with Cintron and the guys and try to, you know, find out, you know, a good swing. And, you know, it takes time, you know. I think you got to work hard every day. It's a long season, so.
Is there anything different that you're doing now than maybe a week and a half or 2 weeks ago that's kind of led to some of these results?
Yeah, probably focus on one pitch to hit versus try to cover, you know, everything. You ended up chasing too much, and I think that was a problem, and we're slowly getting better now.
Shout out to Alex Cintron, like getting a level of love.
Got a little bit. He's been getting bashed.
And he's talked about focusing on one pitch, and I do wonder, like, just simplifying is what I take from that.
Absolutely.
If that doesn't point to the idea that, hey, as this whole team seems to be coming around, if this isn't like just a complete Astros effort to, you know, like when it comes to the staff in getting them going batting wise, and I think that you maybe could make the argument, despite having you know, confirmation on something that we've been talking about, where you lose another rotation starter and get you to a place where you're having to depend even more on some of these guys like Gusto, like Colton Gordon, like Blue Ball, if he ends up working back into this, which is, you know, possible or what have you, right? I think that this is one of those things that could be encouraging. If you are offensively are going to go the way that they've gone in the month of May, right, I think that that could really shift this to where you take some more of that pressure off of your starting pitching and hopefully take some pressure off of your bullpen, because that's the thing that I was worried about yesterday when you were talking about a particular change maybe that could have been happening coming off of last weekend. I'm like, if your bullpen is going to have to, like, have the additional stress that's going to come from having guys that are, you know, pitching two out of your five guys, your rotation that are pitching that you don't necessarily believe can go six, like maybe they go four or five, that's going to tax them. But what happens if they're going four or five, but your offense has given them a nice five runs? And I think that that switches. And in fact, I think I was texting both of y'all last night, some of the things that I was looking at for this team in May, and they're second in OPS.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the month of May, like, they are sixth in sixth in OPS, second in on base percentage rather. So, like, I think that you're seeing them, even though, like, they're 15th in runs, that's the thing, is like actually producing the runs is the thing that needs to come around. But they did that last night. If they can do that more consistently, I actually feel a lot better about where the Astros are, even with the idea that the rotation is starting to become a weak spot. Can you counterbalance that with better
offense? And that speaks to the stars aligning, because how long has it been where they were stranding runners, they were hitting into double plays, and now it's not just singles anymore that they're getting. They're getting extra base hits, to speaking to your OPS and everything else, and not just extra base hits, but timely extra base hits or timely hits. Getting some good breaks. You know, the Crawford boxes have been very, very nice to this squad.
Shout out to Jeremy Pena. Just sneaking one in there, baby.
Jeremy Pena hit one 329.5 feet. And it bounced on top of the wall and went over.
That's just making up for the, what was it, 413-foot long out that Cam Smith hit. Like, it's just, it evens out, you know?
Yeah. But then there's the other thing, and you can't bury the lead here today with officially getting news that Ronald Blanco is Tommy John surgery. Seven dudes with arm or shoulder surgery in the last 5 years. And that's the most in Major League Baseball. You can't ignore that. You just cannot ignore it. You have to say, is it just a quirk? Is it bad luck? You can't afford to just shrug your shoulders and say, is it training? Is it rehab? Is it approach? Is it the good old fashioned, you know, spin rates and velocity that people talk about? Well, then why is it more here? You know, why do the Astros have more arm trouble than anybody else in Major League Baseball? I don't feel like you can ignore that. Because it will catch up to you.
No, in the macro, that's something that needs to be addressed, right? One of those guys, Luis Garcia, Dana Brown was talking about, and you know, his target return date is late July, early August, which seems to be even more of a slide backwards from where we might have been hoping. Which again is also another one of those things that has become part and parcel with the way that the Astros seem to kind of deal with these. So man, it's tough. But in the micro, in the, like, you know, here and now, as you are dealing with that, it does feel like you're getting better offense, including one of the guys that you were hoping to handle up in a big way. You do still need Yordan Alvarez, and when it comes to the Yordan Alvarez, this was the update that was given by Joe Espada. He is waiting for Yordan, that is, to say that he's ready to go. Apparently, he hasn't stopped hitting. Sometimes he hits, like, multiple times a day. Once he feels he's ready to go out there and play, I'll pencil him in. What do you think that means? Because really, we were talking about this like...
Figgy's smiling.
Jordan was
like
talking...
It sounds like he's just chilling.
But that's the thing. Jordan
I'll let
was
you know
when
I'm ready.
Yeah. He was playing, but he was dealing with this injury thing that sent him to the IL.
Yeah.
If you're still in this place where, like, whatever the injury is, mm-hmm. if it's not just a clear... Hey, this is ready to go. This is going to be a pain threshold thing, which I don't know how much I like
that. It sounds like he needs surgery or something. Like, it seemed like the time he waited maybe is not really improving. So
I think you're onto something. And he tried to play through it. They put him on the IL. It's now, what was it? I think it was May 13th, so it's 15 days later.
Yes.
It was 15 days past when he could have
had another potential IL stint.
Another IL stint. Yeah. I mean, what does that speak to, especially with this team?
What, the lack of stars aligning?
Right? Yeah.
Bad luck?
Surgery.
Are we leading to like a bad luck Bears here situation with the Astros? I don't know. Like, so ultimately, I don't know, maybe the luck of this all kind of is in the wash in the immediate. Mm-hmm. At least I was happy to see a highly offensive team last night. But yeah, man, there's these injury problems that continue to like really knock off on the luck that feels like it's coming around in the way that you want it to offensively. We'll see what it looks like today. It's day baseball for the Astros and as they finish off a two-game set versus the A's. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including it's National Hamburger Day. What's the best burger that you've ever had? We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about some other things next. All right, let's get into what's popping here on a Wednesday here in Loop in the great city of Houston. And it is OTA day, the first day of OTAs there at NRG Stadium. You heard from D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of the team, earlier talking about kind of the approach that they have with the offensive line where they're just kind of mixing it up, mixing and matching, was he said. He said there's a lot of smart guys in there, giving them opportunity to kind of see where those various different places are and see which five works the best by the time they get to that place. I also found it interesting that one of the things he said is that nobody's making the team right now.
Yeah.
Right? So like just kind of throwing different things at the wall. Of note within that, the first offensive line that they threw out there, not that this means anything above anything else. However, Jake Andrews, the center that you picked up in the offseason from New England, he was the first guy in there at center. Drew Scruggs did not get any burn early in day one at center. He was at guard. And then Titus Howard, some right guard moves there as well.
Those are probably the most intriguing sort of developments, whatever you want to call them.
O-line-wise.
Right? Jake Andrews at center and Titus Howard at right guard?
Probably. Yeah. Ariante Arisuri getting some looks at right tackle as well as a little bit at left where he played predominantly. Those were kind of the things noticed there. C.J. Stroud didn't throw out there. Mm-hmm. D'Amico kind of decided not to kind of talk more about that. But, you know, he talked about that guys are on different schedules and routines. For whatever that means, that'll be an interesting place to watch. He was out there, had his helmet off. Some guys, Joe Mixon not out there. Damian Pierce was, I believe, was in the rehab room along with, as was, I believe, Braxton Berrios and Dalton Schultz. Just some of the things that were coming out of there. One of the things that also came out there entirely unrelated, Nico Collins was talking to the assembled media. And this was Nico Collins talking about the idea of flag football here in 3 years.
How about it?
But how does Nico Collins feel about the prospect of playing flag football?
Yeah, for sure. Get a gold medal. You know, who don't want a gold medal? You know, it's awesome. But, nah, it's a blessing. You know, it's something I will, you know, I want to be a part of, you know. But if it happens, it happens. It don't. You know, but it's a goal, you know. It'll be fun. You know what I'm saying? I say Sting, too. Hey, he's an athlete now. And I say CJ. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like he's throwing CJ a bone.
But, you think so?
But very serious about Stingley, and I am too. He was one of the lists I think you were at. We picked our teams. Remember, I think Derek Stingley would be a good one. And Nico seems very interested.
That's who I picked too.
Yeah,
that's right. Nico.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, you did. Like this is going to be a real thing. Like athletes are going. I mean, players are going to really try to do this.
I did find it interesting that when D'Amico was asked about it, which maybe this is just, hey, dog, this is 3 years down the line. I'll decide how I feel about it once we get a lot closer to that, but he said whatever guys want to do, basically in regards to that, which feels like that would not be the way that I don't know. Like I imagine if you ask Nick Caserio, I feel like that'd be a little bit different perspective. Like, hey, yeah, whatever you want to do in the off season, including playing more of the sport that possibly could get you hurt for when we need you to play the sport.
Yeah,
right. I think that's interesting. But yeah, I think I'd like CJ in that space. Mm-hmm. Like we saw him have to run for his life last year, and that feels like something that is one of those things that I would like you to be able to do in the circumstance of flag football. So I think that he'd be great. Sting does feel like he'd be the best of anybody on the team.
Offense, defense.
Exactly. Everything. The hands to play offense, yeah. the coverage ability to play defense. I think
quick,
that he absolutely
grab that
works.
Flag. Here's the interesting thing about the D'Amico, and they're handling it the right way, the D'Amico and Nick Caserio angle on this whole thing. And I think every coach and every general manager in football, your hands are tied. You can't say, well, I'm not a big fan of that. Oh, so you're un-American? I mean, you know, the way people will bash them, you know, for trying to limit these opportunities, you have no choice but to say, sure, you know.
Yeah, I guess you kind of just got to say that at this point and you'll figure that out later. Yeah. We mentioned that Renaud Blanco getting getting Tommy John surgery. That'll end his 2025 season and take a good part of his 2026 season. And we'll see what the ultimate return date is for him. Speaking of guys and return dates, Christian Javier is one of those guys that you're looking at as possibly returning. I think that the timeline that Dana Brown put on it earlier this morning was late July, early August.
That ain't great.
So
yeah,
put that down on the calendar with the many other guys that you're looking at, seeing what their return date will be. Spencer Arrighetti is one of those guys, and he actually threw. He played catch yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There we go.
Catch yesterday.
Oh, and just to clean things up, because I mentioned that they have by far the most pitchers with arm surgery in the last 5 years, I did find the list that I put together. Ronaud Blanco, Hayden Wesneski, Luis Garcia, Christian Javier, J.P. France, Jose Urquidy, Lance McCullers, and Justin Verlander. Eight.
It's a lot of names.
Eight.
It's a lot of names. It's a lot of guys who are dealing.
It's like eight starting pitchers, too.
Man, it's crazy.
Yeah, man. That's a lot of guys. They're having to work a lot of depth. But yes, Spencer Arrighetti played catch yesterday. Mm-hmm. So hope that means something to you. Some other things that are popping. Amen Thompson. And I know the Rockets are not playing right now. We're watching, you know, conference finals. I believe you're getting the Western Conference Finals again tonight. But when it comes to Amen Thompson, he's still getting love as they're not in, you know, they're not playing. Yeah, a couple days ago. No, it was yesterday. Brian Windhorst said this when talking about, you know, what Amen Thompson could be.
Let me give you a name of somebody that you should take and keep an eye on next year. And he's a twin. Amen Thompson from the Houston Rockets. He's not going to win MVP, but he is a guy that you should pay attention to. By the way, his twin brother, Azar Thompson from the Detroit Pistons, should be on your list. Amen Thompson just made first-team all-defense. He is going to get better offensively. He is a future all-star. He is a potential future franchise player in Houston or elsewhere, because if the Rockets are going to look to make any sort of major trade, any team is going to want him. So keep an eye on Amen Thompson.
I like what I'm hearing, first of all. But boy, there are two very important things that have to happen for that to happen. Creating shots off the dribble, not just finishing and getting to the rack, and, you know, doing it himself, and knocking down shots. Those are two big things, and hopefully it'll happen.
Yeah, he does not do that at a particularly high degree right now. Obviously, we've seen guys develop that. The name that immediately jumps to mind is Kawhi Leonard. He almost Terminator-like added on to his repertoire.
Yeah.
If you can get that, like he does, he would profile like that.
Absolutely.
As it relates to what the Rockets do this offseason and their plan of attack, the question I have, though, is how long does that take, right? Because we're still talking about eventualies and wanting to see where that develops. But then also, does it develop in a way where the early portion of the development allows you to have an offensive identity? Because I think that's the tough part with this Rockets team. Somebody was talking about it earlier on the text line, and I completely agree. They don't have any semblance of an offensive identity right now.
No.
Like, you could easily say that their offensive identity was miss shots, get boards, put back shots.
Yes.
Like, that feel, if we're starting with miss shots as the part of the offensive identity, you're in a tough place trying to go and win a championship. So I think that's got to be front and center of what you're thinking about, is how do you find an offensive identity early on? And sometimes, who is a person that could be a cornerstone or an engine of that offensive identity? Mm-hmm. But it does feel good that Amen Thompson is getting all that love, including not just from pundits, but also from his teammates. This is Jock Landale on a podcast, and this is why it sounds so Australian. This is him giving love to his teammate, Amen Thompson.
Amen Thompson's going to be an all-star next year. And if he's not an all-star next year, that's on him.
How many years has he been around for now?
Two. That was his second year.
He'd be pushing for that most improved player award as well, wouldn't he, next year?
For sure.
You can see he's about to just explode.
Well, you forget that he only started starting, I think, when Jabari Smith Jr. went down with an injury, like 60 games into the year or 50 games into the year. So from there, he just blossomed. And it was like, oh my God. Like, we knew that he was good, but I don't think anyone was like, holy a lot of us at the end of last season were like, this dude's the future of the program.
Yeah, wow.
And then to see that kind of come to fruition, we were like, yeah, like this dude's good, something else.
Good bloke.
Unbelievable guy. And again, I do not compliment this guy to his face. I love to hang on a man, Thompson, and he knows it too. Like, we do this thing every time, you know, we go to give each other a high five, we pull our hands away at the last minute and we try and like mess with the other person, you know, see. So I love messing with a man, but yeah, he's a cracking bloke.
He's a cracking what?
Bloke. A cracking bloke.
I want to be a
cracking bloke. We'll start calling people that.
I want to be a cracking
good bloke. Nah, like that was glowing. Like, and look,
he's sincere, right? You can feel it.
That's the thing. Is yeah, you get guys who they talk about their teammates and you expect them to pump them up.
Good guy, good player.
That felt like above what is just that guy is my teammate. He was like, look, I want you to understand. I don't even say good things to his face. So what I'm saying here is different. The idea that in that building, in that locker room, they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Even at the juncture when he started starting, like mm-hmm. just the different level of, oh, okay, this is different than we had previously had thought. I think that's kind of impressive. And the idea that he's like future of the program, 100%.
Future of the program stands out.
It does.
Because you have to imagine, like, even if they think the projection of him developing these offensive skills and shot and all that is somewhat of a reach, he's still almost untouchable because of everything else he does.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like even if you don't view him as, hey, he's going to be that centerpiece, offensively specifically, but just centerpiece overall. You do believe that the idea of him being an all-star next year does not feel far-fetched,
no,
right? The idea of him, you know, being a foundational piece to what you're doing is not far-fetched. The question that I have is the one that I think we all have is, where do you find consistent offense? Mm-hmm. And I don't know that it's fair even to put on him, hey, be that guy starting in the 25-26 season.
Totally
so, but yeah, absolutely love what Amen Thompson is getting as far as love. And also, when we talk about what's popping, it's National Hamburger Day.
It is National
Hamburger Day. Happy National Hamburger Day to you guys out there. Is there a hamburger? Because I feel like there's some foods where you go, oh, I remember the best one that I've ever had of those. Do hamburgers fall in that space for you?
I don't know. Can you pick like, oh, that was it? Like you can remember like the best whatever Italian food you ever had or whatever. By the way, there's a place in New York. Anyway.
yeah, let's go to New York and try.
I know, right? Like, we're just going to go. Yeah, just stop by New York on your lunch break or something.
Worse than somebody posting the food picture, not saying where it's from or where I can get it.
It's in Hell's Kitchen in New York. It's a place that I'm telling you. But anyway, but do you go down that road for a hamburger? Like, that was the one? I've thought of a few that I just love going there. Hamburgers or whatever, but is that one?
I don't, and that's what I was thinking, because I'm like, I definitely could think of the hamburgers that I go, that's a really good burger versus that's a solid burger.
Yeah.
Which, one of the things I was thinking about as well is, how far Whataburger's fallen in that particular, like, there was a mm-hmm. point in time where Whataburger would feel like, hey, you gotta do that, and now it's very much to me like it's cool.
The best burgers are not fast food. Is that a hot take?
I don't think so. But then what are we qualifying as fast? Like a large chain of sorts? Is that what you're going for?
Well, there are restaurants that specialize in great burgers. Like there's one.
Like Fuddruckers back in the day?
Actually, Fuddruckers back in the day was on the list. But it fell off dramatically, but it was on the list. What about you, Figgy? Best burger?
I would probably say if somebody was out of town and they was looking for the best burger, the one I could think of is I like Rodeo Goat a lot.
Rodeo Goat's always a good one.
Yeah.
Rodeo Goat's always a good one.
Yeah, like a real good burger spot. It's a restaurant pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Not really fast food-ish, but they really got some good burgers.
You ever been to Hop Dottie?
I've heard of it.
I've never been there. I heard it was pretty good. Hop
Dottie's on my list. It lives up.
Hop Dottie is on my list for sure.
All right, so maybe more importantly, before we just go out here and name a burger spot, like what for you makes the burger? Like what is it? Is it just like a great bun? Is it the particular cheese that you get? Right. What is it?
It's not a pressed burger. Like the
best, so you're out on smash burgers.
No. Smash burger is different because it's thin. But like a lot of people, especially the fast food, they smash. They manipulate the meat too much.
Hey, come on, brother. What is that?
You do not want them manipulating the meat. Now, what you do want is like the burger.
You know what you have to do, right?
I'm dead serious. All my burger connoisseurs are going to be right there with me.
It's pause, man.
The less you put your hands on the meat, the better. Because
this is intentional at
you
this
want
point.
It. No, no, you want it yeah. loose. You want it loose. You want it flaky. You want it some air in between the meat. You know, just barely touch the meat. Make the patty. Cook it. And that's what restaurants do. Hop Dottie does that. You know, like you said, Rodeo Goat does that.
Yeah,
you want it kind of.
But
like,
the new thing,
you know
is,
what I'm talking about? The burger yeah. that has like air, almost yeah. like crevices in it.
Yeah, okay.
Those
yeah.
are the best burgers.
But you know, the new thing is the smash burgers, though.
Yeah,
but they're real thin, and I feel that's almost yeah. like a different category.
Yeah. yeah, yeah. Speaking of smash burgers, Bun Slut is pretty good.
I was mm-hmm. thinking about that, but I was like, do I want to say that on the air? So I appreciate you saying it. Hey, for
that's
me.
The name of the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Champs Burger came out a few times. Burger Bodega came up.
Oh,
Burger Bodega is hey, pretty man. Good too. That.
Burger Bodega is on my list.
I really enjoy when I yeah. when I've gone there. And then somebody mentioned this. There's a few names coming on here besides that. Bubba's Texas Burger Shack is very good.
It's for right here. I've never been. I live right over there for years,
underneath
man.
An overpass, and it is.
I
incredible.
Didn't even think of going in that
incredible.
Place.
Incredible. Yeah.
That place went viral pretty much. Because they burgers.
Me neither.
If you want me to go to a place, a text like this will do it for the 281. Kelly's Country Kitchen in Chapel Hill Sausage, they raise their own beef.
All right.
Farm to table burger is kind of, I don't know why, but mm-hmm. that absolutely gets my attention. Yeah. So there you go. Shout out to y'all on National Hamburger Day. Maybe celebrate because I think I will now after I've made
myself
hungry.
Well, now you're
hungry.
Thinking about it, right?
Yeah, it's lunchtime. It's lunchtime. Yeah. So now I feel like. It's time to go make that shake. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's circle back around to the Texans. Is Will Anderson Jr. more likely to hold the key to what this Texas team needs to become than C.J. Stroud? It sounds crazy, but Lopez is going to try to convince you of that next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.